The Electoral Commission EC has begun the implementation of a series of reforms aimed at improving transparency, inclusiveness and credibility of the November 7 presidential and parliamentary elections. The 27 reforms are the product of a special reform committee set up by the EC after the 2012 election petition. The chairperson of the commission, Mrs. Charlotte Osei, who made the disclosure in Accra, said the committee was tasked to synthesize the various reforms proposed by the panel of justices of the Supreme Court and political parties. Felix Kufi reports.
Mrs. Osei said the membership of the committee included representatives of the political parties, governance institutions and civil society organizations. She said the process towards the development of the new strategic plan and accompanying reforms began in September 2014 when the commission, through its former chairman Dr. Kojo Afarijan, requested the UN to assist the EC in the conduct of a comprehensive needs assessment towards the development of a new strategic plan.
The last time the Electoral Commission had a strategic plan was a 10-year plan which expired in 2009, I believe. And because by the nature of the work of an electoral management body, you get so caught up with the everyday things. And you focus on delivering on the next elections, the elections end. So the deep process of engagement started. They talked to all the people that the Electoral Commission works with. They looked at previous election observation reports. They talked to our staff. They talked to political parties. They talked to governance institutions, security agencies, civil society. They talked to the EC commissioners, they talked to management, they talked to everyone who had anything to do with our work.